Are you concerned about lead in your drinking water? We are recruiting people for a water filter study we're doing with LSU School of Public Health. People will get free comprehensive water testing for metals and lead in their water, as well as free water filters if they are found eligible. If you live in a single family home that is old or in an older part of New Orleans, contact us. People have to have a lead service pipe, which is the pipe that delivers drinking water from the main in the street to the meter and into the home. Most people don't know if they have this. We'll give people a free water test to see if they're eligible. If they have high lead, we'll enroll them in the study. You will get a free water filter installed and free replacement filter cartridges. You will get all of your water test results sent to you. We expect the filter will remove the lead. You can call Southern United Neighborhood and A Community Voice at 1-800-239-7379 to get started today. Again, that number is 1-800-239-7379.
This is Spotlight on Lead Poisoning, brought to you by Southern United Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that works on environmental issues and helps people buy their own homes and fix their credit. Call them at 1-800-239-7379 or go on the web at southernunitedneighborhoods.org for more information. My name is Marie.
Why don't we get started by you just introducing yourself and give us a little bit more about you.
Okay. Well, my name is Reverend Richard S. Bell Sr. I stay in the lower part of New Orleans in the Lower Ninth Ward. I'm the chairperson for the Lower Ninth Ward under A Community Voice. I'm also the commander of the American Legion Post 125 Crescent City, the past department vice commander of the American Legion, candidate for commander for the upcoming year, 2020. I've been with A Community Voice about maybe 3 years now. I'm a retired veteran from the military, Army National Guard, 35 years of service. Also a retiree from one of the biggest shipyards, Norfolk Gunning Avondale Shipyard, 35 years of service, retired. Full-time retirement person with four nonprofit organization I belong to, working in my city to try to improve the city and to help the veteran. The veteran is first. Anything else I need?
How long have you been living in the Lower Ninth Ward?
I've been in the Lower Ninth Ward since December 17, 1977, when I moved here.
That's a long time. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New Orleans. As a matter of fact, I'm originally from the Lower Ninth Ward right here where I was born in 1954 in lower part of the Ninth Ward. Yeah.
So you're a lifelong resident.
I'm a lifelong resident to the end. I'll be here. I'm not going nowhere.
And so, was your work with A Community Voice the first time you learned anything about lead poisoning?
Yeah, I did. Well, we have a bad problem with the pipes in the ground need to be changed because the lead pipes got to come out by the water line. They're supposed to be in the process doing that. I'm one of the fortunate ones that had the lead pipe taken out when I got my water cut back on after Katrina, and I had the plumbing to make sure that the city did it. The city should be in a process changing all the lead by the water meter. They had an old school, Simon Elementary School, which was shut down prior to Katrina. Another outside firm that bought the building. They were supposed to turn it to like an apartment complex. It still hadn't happened. The building caught a fire about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and it was just sitting there, not being boarded up right. So we did a campaign, A Community Voice did a campaign to try to get the place boarded up, to try to get down to remodel the building and do something with it because it was a nuisance. why it was, why the building was shut down, they did have an incident where a female did got assaulted due to the dark area of the building being shut down. So we did the campaign, and it's the first time we went, we put it on the news meter. None was done by a letter was sent out to the owners that owned the building. None was done about it. What happened, they had people probably staying in that building, taking it for like a shelter for homeless, but that's not the key. I mean, it needs to be shut down or remodeled. So we did a campaign on it twice. The second time, we sent the report to the city and to the owner that had it. It was demolished. They wind up demolishing the building itself. And I decided to take a sample of the soil, just the front entrance into the building. And it was sample was sent to the lab, and it did have lead poisoning, a high percentage of the lead poisoning in that soil. Some kind of way they must have found out, because I noticed 2 weeks later the whole ground area was covered. The contaminated soil was covered, so it won't, until I guess they dig it out. As of right now, I have to pass back by because it's been covered for the last 3-4 months. So, you know, they realize it's contaminated in that area. The bad part about it, you have residents stay around that. Be tested in the area to see if they contaminate with lead poisoning.
Yeah, what do you think needs to be done with that area?
That area needs to be, the soil needs to be dug out. First stuff needs to be put down, needs to be tested to make sure it's safe. You know, I mean, once you dig all that out and it's safe and you get first soil down there or make it to rain garden until they decide to build something in that area, we trying to see what the city allowed us to do, a rain garden. It's not a rain garden. It needs to be dug out. First soil needs to be put down, and maybe you could put housing in the area. Because it's a nice spot, but it's that area needs to be completely lead-free, contaminated-free, and we need lighting by the bridge because they have a bus stop by the bridge, so when people do get off that bus, they're not subject to be assaulted.
Yeah, because anybody could have gone up in there, right?
So, well, people was going in there because it was an opening in the building, and that's why we recommend that it be boarded up or do something to it, because people had reported that it would have vandalism in there. People going in there, homeless people, and, you know, people could have got assaulted. But, yeah, it got boarded, but on the other side of it was still open.
And so we don't know how many children or people went up in there and came in contact with the contaminated soil, right?
And that's correct. We don't know who got contaminated that went in that building, or children playing in that building. That was the reason we wanted something done, because kids stay in that area. Anybody who went in that building could be exposed to the lead. Anyone in that vicinity, it was that high of a level. That in that whole block area around where the building was sitting, that could be infected with the lead in their body. You know, because I would think people had been tested that stay in a radius of maybe 2-3 blocks in that area. Because that big large amount was contaminated. That was like that school set on like a block and a half per block and a half. It was sitting on a big area.
Yeah, and that school is pretty old, right?
Oh, the school was one of the original old school. I can't give you the date. It was, I'm pretty sure, back in the 50s, maybe 60s, or maybe longer than that. So one of the old structure school, one of the two old structure school in the Lower Ninth Ward that was built for the kids.
So it probably had a lot of lead materials in there.
Yeah, asbestos. Probably a lot of lead material in the building, vessels and everything. Even the slate roof they had at that time, all of that was completely, just the slate roof itself where the vessels inside the building. No telling what kids could have been exposed before they closed down. I'm pretty sure if maybe they
get the old records of the kids that went to that school and test and see if they were contaminated with lead. They need a whole testing for the whole people that was in that building prior to the building got condemned.
And so that's one of the dangers of having a lot of blight in your neighborhood, right? Is that
right.
A lot of areas could be contaminated.
Mm-hmm. It could be contaminated because with blight, you don't know what's in there until you start cleaning it up. And that's when you're finding lead, you're finding a vessel, you're finding hazardous material. That's the reason we need the city to do away with blight. Blight needs to be done away with because the dangerous part, you don't know what's in there until you start cleaning it out. And it's still contaminating the people next door to the blight area, especially when the abandoned house sitting on a blight area.
And so you guys have been working on a campaign to get the rain gardens, right, put on the
blocks.
We've
been working on a campaign, yeah, the rain garden to take the blight out. We asked the city, and we've been demanding to the city council, also our council E representative, Cindy Nguyen, to allow us to go and put rain garden and bowls in there until somebody may want to buy the lot, and then it could be turned back into a regular place you could build a property. Right now, turn it to rain garden, it would keep suck the water in. It will keep it beautified until they decide they want to do with it. But not put rain garden, you have hot grass and all kinds of Newton rats and all that standing there and castrated cat dogs. There's all kinds. Neighbor too when that happened.
And so how responsive has the city been to the bioswale idea?
Zero responsible as of right now. Zero responsible. I just talked to District E Congresswoman Cindy 2 weeks ago, and she's supposed to be tracking down who owns property and sitting on it. They have a problem with the ownership because the ownership of past hands so much since Katrina, you can't hardly track down the people. That's what I was told. But we need some type of system to track down. If they know who the owner is, they'll put a fine on the property. I don't know how the city could release it, but they need to help us get it controlled because right now it's at a standstill because nobody really coming in and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and let you do the rain guard. We can't go on a prompt unless we get permission. But the hold up right now is the city of New Orleans. It's not really working to try to turn it to rain guard or try to do anything with it. But if the city on the property, they should be responsible for getting that grass cut. If the people on it, if three or four generation on it, they need to find out exactly who on it. If they don't pay the tax of the land, be given back to the city or put up for sale.
And so it was pretty easy to collect the sample of soil, right, and get it tested?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even went deep into the center part where the property was. I just went to the front gate and got the soil. So we had that much contaminated right by the front gate. If I could have went all the way in, which I'm glad I didn't, it's really contaminated in that center part because that was in the front gate. That was right in the front gate from the street.
And so people, if they were concerned, they could just collect a sample and give it to a Community Voice.
Oh, yeah, right.
Try to get it tested to see what's going on.
Yeah, they sure can test to see what's going on, seeing how much lead or whatever else in that soil. It could be more contaminated. You know, they just found radioactive stuff uptown from a place that was shut down. So you never know what type of hazard material is really still in that area. And that's the scary part because you got kids, you got elderly people that could be exposed to that stuff. So, and that's another thing too, not just lead. Yeah, but hazard material is found in some of this stuff. And that needs to be brought to the attention to the city too, that you got elderly people, including myself, and you stand next to something like that, you're risking their health. You start having respiratory problems. You start having all type of illness that relates to stuff like that.
And do you think the city takes lead poisoning seriously enough?
No, I don't think they take it serious enough because you got a lot of lead lines still by the water meters that have been changed, so people still getting lead through their house. Matter of fact, most people are really, if you can afford to buy the water, but most people can't, you know, you got people with low income, so they have to drink the water that's coming from the city, but some of those lead pipes that by the water meter. By the water meter itself and hadn't been changed, so people still getting lead in their households all over the city. And to the city put a campaign to change the lead pipe by the water meter, people still being exposed. And they're not even rushing doing it because a lot of people still got the lead pipe by their water meter. So they getting lead in their house. They getting contaminated.
And they don't know about the lead in the soil, right?
Right. Don't.
And so a lot of people are rebuilding in the area and building new construction, right? So they're disturbing a lot of the soil.
Right. It's disturbing a lot of stuff because you got pallet driving down, big pallets going down in the ground that's shaking up stuff. You got pipes still deteriorating from Katrina. You got the gas line that they ran, new gas line that's sinking the sidewalk, so you still have infrastructure damage constantly going on since Katrina.
And so,
we had a gas line broke two blocks from us, and that's one of the new lines they put in the ground, so they have to dig up half the ground next block.
So they didn't even put it in there right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put it in there right, and I said from the get-go, they rush and shove that pipe underneath the concrete, and if you don't put, when you taking something out, even though you're putting the pipe in, when you...
And so, what are some of the other things that A Community Voice has been working on in the neighborhood?
A Community Voice has been working on the drainage system that a lot of the catch basin was stolen to try to get the sewage and water board to replace them with locked down basin where people cannot fill them. It's dangerous for the kids working, dangerous for the kids getting on the school bus. You got open drainage that they could fall in. Nobody would know they're in it. We've been working on trying to get that done through the city. We've been working on fighting against the gas plant that trying to come up, which is still coming up. We asking for another vote. My suggestion is that bring it to the people and put it on a ballot and let us vote if we want the gas plant or not. Because the gas plant down in St. James had killed a lot of people. They got a cemetery down there that the city of New Orleans needs to visit that cemetery and see the people that lost their life due to a gas plant that letting the fume out. We have the problem now, same with fumes coming out at night. You can smell it when you drive down the street. It smells like AIDS. That's fumes getting into the air late at night. They're pumping that stuff in that community and it's coming in the Lower Night Walk. Back in the 70s, due to Kaiser Luna and Tentacle Refiner was in the St. Bernard Parish. They had a low birth rate. People was having miscarriage. And so they correct that, and they wind up shutting down Tentacle Refiner, and they did away with Kaiser Luna. But if you look through the records in the 70s and 80s, they had a low birth rate due to the chemicals in that area. Now, since the chemical, since the gas plant coming up in the New Orleans East area, but Michoud, that's dangerous because you're going to risk people's lives. That fumes, they pick the stacks up high, but when you get a north wind or some type of wind blowing and blow it down, then it's seeping to the community, and that's causing health problems. Now, respirators, you start having respirator problems, you start having sinus problems, all kinds of illness start, and it would trigger back down to the fumes that do seep to the ground. That's why we're against A Community Voice, we're against the gas plant, the one in St. James that's up. The one that's trying to come up in St. James, we against the ones that the city council voted to come up. You know, it's easy to come up with something, but they got to take consideration our lives, our kids' lives, our grandkids. They're going to affect them. And I'm still pushing that they have another vote. and the vote should be no, or bring it on a ballot in November and let us vote. And I'm pretty sure if you vote no, because they kept renewing the toll on the Great New Orleans Bridge until they brought it to the people, and we voted no, they took the tolls off. And they said it would never happen, but the tolls took off, and we could travel free on that bridge.
That's it sounds together. Like there's a lot of environmental health issues going on.
A lot of environmental health, because people now suffering with respiratory problems. I'm having a bad problem with sinus that they've given me pills for it, but it's not leaving. So, you know, I'm trying to get my own self check and see what's going on. Because my sinus, I have a problem with my sinus bad. I never had that before. So I'm going to get a check out and see what's going wrong.
And so, because if it's in your environment and it's in the air, you're never going to get rid of your sinus problem.
You'll never get rid of your sinus problem. And if you take a survey, a lot of people suffer with sinus in this area and practically in it. And it's got to be the environmental, because something in the air. Because when you walk outside, matter of fact, I take a situation that a couple of years back, right after Katrina, they had some flu in the air, and it got on the houses, got on the car for St. Bernard parish. If it got on the car and got on our house, it got in our system. It came, sprayed the house, some dilution to get it off the house, it cleaned our car. 3 days later, class action. 3 years later, class action lawsuit. But my problem is, if it got on the house and it got on a car, if you were walking at that present time, it got in your system. Now, what got in the system in our area, we don't know. Until everybody starts suffering with the same stuff, then they know something wrong. You know,
and
people
so got
to start taking supervision of our health and everything.
So you have meetings once a month. Do you want to invite everyone to the next meeting?
We have a community verse up our lower ninth ward have a meeting every second Friday of the month. And we invite the whole community. We even invite our I mean, explain to the people what they're going to take to get the police to be showing in force at night in our area. We are going to invite the fire department, superintendent. He can explain how the elderly or anybody could get at least 2-3 smoke alarm and they're still in their house without a charge. We need that to be brought out. The most important thing, we reach out to the community, tell them to come to these meetings and find out what's going on in your area. It's either sit back and don't come to meet, but when things happen, you can't say you hadn't been informed. So I invite the word out that when we have our meeting in the upper ninth ward every third. It's every third Thursday, and ours every second Friday of the month.
And yours is at Trinity Church, right?
Trinity Church on North Claiborne and Andrew Street. The church nice enough to let us have our meeting. And we've been having a lot of people come out. And I have a full Facebook page, and I try to let Facebook page know what's going on, too. And a lot of people connected to my Facebook page. So the meetings, we help a lot to bring them out.
So the next meeting is going to be August the 9th at 6 p.m.
August the 9th, we welcome the community to come out. We also welcome the city council to come out. We invited our city council District E to come out. I want to get superintendent out. Anybody that could come out, they're going to help us get this lower ninth ward back on track. We need more schools. We can't get to schools because the schools is in control with the charter, and they're holding the charters where school can't get built. We got kids that's being bused all across the town to get to schools because there's not enough schools in the area.
All right. Well, I thank you for talking to me today about what's going on in the lower ninth ward.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Spotlight on WAMF LP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. A recording of this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts are available at SouthernUnitedNeighborhoods.org.